Savior died. On the cross was crucified. No greater love by mortal man has ever been known, has ever been known. Oh, praise His dear name, He loves me so. Now I am His, He's mine, I know. He suffered it all,
He suffered it all,
because He loved me.
Glory land, glory land, way. rejoicing in his love. I'm in the glory land, glory land, way. Soon I shall see him in that home above. I'm in the glory land, glory land, way. I'm in the glory land, glory land, way. I'm in the glory land, glory land, way. Heaven is near and way groweth clear. I'm in the glory land, glory land, way.
Amen. Bless the Lord. Amen. Amen. My favorites right here, praise the Lord. Amen. 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 Do it, God. Amen.
While traveling through this world of sorrow, I'm on my way.
What
congregation there is used to me there. When I say good evening, they have to say good evening. If it ain't loud enough, we have to go till it is loud enough. Amen. But I appreciate them being here tonight, and I appreciate the choir, and I appreciate each and every one of you. It's a blessing there when a preacher's congregation comes out and supports him. It makes him feel good, and I appreciate that from the bottom of my heart. And I'm pretty partial, but I'm sure your pastor is too. There, I pastor one of the best churches I've ever been at, and I appreciate the Lord for that. And I thank him for coming this way. And I've got a preacher friend of mine back there. Him and his family's here tonight too, and I appreciate him coming this way. And it's a blessing to see people come out and support you. But I'm glad, thank God, that the Lord always supports us. It don't really matter, thank God, if anybody ain't there for you. He said he'd never leave you nor forsake you. And I appreciate him for that. And I'll tell you what, tonight we ought to do everything we do. We ought to do it for the glory of God. And we ought to do it, thank God, tonight because God first loved us. And I'm telling you what, tonight, that should be our motivation tonight is that the Lord loved us first, and we should love him back. And I don't know about you tonight, but you can be turning with me here, and we'll get wound up here in just a minute. But Acts chapter 3, starting with verse 1, and I'll just be quite honest with you, I really didn't know where we'd be at tonight. I had about three or four different places on my heart, and I just didn't know where I'd be at tonight. But I'm going to tell you, God ain't never letting me down, and he'll never let me down. And I'll tell you what, we're going to try to mind the Lord, and I'll tell you what, it's all good. It's all good. It doesn't matter where you preach at in the Bible. Thank God you can always find Jesus in there. A lot of people says, well, we don't get in the Old Testament much, but Jesus is in there too, praise God. He's everywhere, thank God. Why? Because he is the Word, praise God. And I want you to realize that tonight, that if you want to get a better understanding of the Word of God, you're going to have to go all the way throughout the Bible, and you need the whole counsel of God tonight. And I'll tell you what, you can't just pick and choose what you want tonight. You got to take it all together. You either believe it all or you believe none of it tonight. You got to take it all. But if you would stand in reverence reading God's Word tonight in Acts chapter 3. Acts chapter 3. When you get there, say amen.
Amen.
The Bible says in Acts chapter 3, starting with verse 1, it says, now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple, who seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asking alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and his ankle bones received strength. And he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God, and they knew that it was he which sat for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him. And as the lame man which was healed held Peter and John, all the people ran together unto them in the porch that is called Solomon's, greatly wondering. And when Peter saw it, he answered unto the people, ye men of Israel, why marvel ye at this? Or why look ye so earnestly on us, as though by our own power or holiness we have made this man to walk? The God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob, the God of our fathers, hath glorified his Son Jesus, whom ye delivered up and denied him in the presence of Pilate when he was determined to let him go. But ye denied the Holy One and the just, and desired a murderer to be granted unto you, and killed the Prince of Life, of whom God had raised from the dead, whereof ye are we are witnesses. And his name, through faith in this his name, hath made this man strong, whom ye see and know. Yea, the faith which is by him hath given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. Brother Shane, you wouldn't lead us to the Lord in prayer, would you? Yes, oh God, do it. Dear Heavenly Father, we pray tonight. Lord, we just ask you to anoint us. Oh God, hide us behind the cross. Lead God and direct us.
Lord, I pray for someone here lost tonight. I pray, dear God, you show them the glory of God. Dear God, if they wouldn't see us, but they'd see you. They'd see that man named Jesus hanging on that rugged cross for them. I pray, God, that the blood would cover their sin. I pray, dear God, help us, oh God, as we stand in need of thy help tonight. Lord Jesus, bless these dear people. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. But as we go here and look at this scripture, it's pretty familiar scripture here, and it's always a blessing to our heart when we think about this. We always see something a little different. But first of all, I want you to realize tonight that you need to be in the house of God. There's good things happen at the house of God. And I want you to realize tonight that don't let anybody ever talk you out of going to the house of God. I don't matter what happens to you. I don't matter what someone does to you. It don't matter, praise God, whether you feel bad or you feel good. It doesn't really matter tonight. Thank God we're coming here for the glory of God and for the name of Jesus and for the Savior that bled and died for me. I'm here for no other reason. I'm here to lift up the name of Jesus. I'm here, thank God, to be an ambassador for Him. I'm here, thank God, to let people know how good He's been to me and how good He's going to be to you. And I'm telling you what, tonight, praise God, if it didn't get you stirred up a few minutes ago about the singing, thank God, about the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, I'll tell you what, you won't like heaven very much. But I'll tell you what, tonight, we better get our motor running, because there'll be a time we enter into heaven, and when we enter in that gate, thank God, I'm going to sing it out, praise God. I'm going to sing it out before I get there. I'm going to sing it out. It doesn't really matter tonight, thank God, whether I sound good to you or not. I'm going to make a joyful noise. Praise God. And I'm not going to let the stones out praise me. I'm not going to let the birds out sing me. I'm not going to let this world outdo me. I'm going to let people know that I love the Lord tonight, thank God, and I'm not ashamed, because He wasn't ashamed of me. I'll tell you what, tonight, praise God, it's about time we got a little bit loud. It's about time, thank God, we wasn't so quiet about things. It's about time, praise God, we let this world know we're not going to let them take over us, and they ain't going to come in and take our joy away. I'm telling you what, back there in the Bible, I look back in the Old Testament, we find out that the Ark of the Covenant got taken away over to the Philistine camp. But I'm telling you what, praise God, it got brought back to the camp, thank God, and there's great joy there when they brought it back to the camp. And I'm telling you what, tonight, praise God, we need to get it back into camp, thank God, tonight. And I'll tell you what, it's going to take more than, I'm going to tell you what, there's only certain ways, God's given us some ways about getting that back to the camp. And I want you to realize tonight, praise God, that tonight you can't handle the Word of God if God ain't allowed you to handle it. That's what's going on today in a lot of our churches. Before we go any further, if you remember there, they put the Ark of the Covenant in a cart. And they had two kind to pull that cart along, brother. And as that thing was a coming back there, they got a hold of it there in Uzziah. He happened to see that thing begin to fall off of the cart, and he grabbed it, and he was dead immediately. A lot of people don't understand that what that means, but I'm telling you what, tonight, the Levites were the only ones that could handle the Word of God and the covenant of God. Uzziah couldn't do that. When he got a hold of it there and tried to handle it, praise God, it killed him. And I'm telling you what, tonight, that's what's a killing a lot of these Baptist churches out here and a lot of these other churches out here. Tonight, praise God, the men of God in the house of God, they ought not be handling the Word of God, because they're not qualified, they're not right with the Lord. And I'm telling you what, tonight, you go to playing with God, and we won't have no services. We won't have the power of God. We'll have a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, the Bible says, from such turn away. And I'm telling you what, thank God tonight, there's only one Word, there's only one Lord, there's only one Savior, and there's only one way to get to heaven tonight. I'm telling you what, tonight, praise God, we stood up long enough and let everybody have their way, but I'm telling you what, thank God, we're going to have to go God's way. Let go and let God. But the Bible tells us how to get it done. But that's a little extra right there. But let's go on down through here in chapter 3 of Acts. It says, "Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour." In the ninth hour there, if we realize there, that's about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And we got to realize here as they was coming to, I'm telling you what, a lot of us there, we would have never made it to the ninth hour. We wouldn't have never made it there to pray. We got too busy on our schedules. Hey, I'm just as guilty as anybody is here today. A lot of times my schedule gets so busy there that I don't give the time that I need to pray. And I'm telling you what, old Daniel, he prayed noon. He prayed three times a day, thank God. And I'm telling you what, today we ought to pray without ceasing, as the Bible said. We ought to rejoice evermore. And that's what it's going to take, thank God. And I'm telling you what, Peter and John, this wasn't the first rodeo they had been to. They had been there, thank God, faithfully. And they'd seen that man that's laying at the gate called Beautiful. It's kind of interesting to me there. The gate was called Beautiful, but this man wasn't beautiful that laid there. It's a great contrast. At the gate called Beautiful, and this lame man that had never walked a day in his life, he was laying there for everybody to see. As they went in the temple, people just went in the temple, in and out every day, looking at this man laying there in the shape he is. Now, I'm telling you what now, that breaks my heart to see people in a lame condition tonight. And I'm pretty partial to that because my little boy there is born with cerebral palsy, and a lot of time I look at his ankle bones, they ain't as strong as mine, but I'm telling you what, thank God he has a heart that's a lot stronger than mine for the Lord. I mean, he really does. He loves the Lord more than I do. I know he does, thank God. But I'm telling you what, I can learn a whole lot of things from him. But I want you to realize tonight, when you begin to realize how lame you was there and how you laid at the gate, thank God. You may not been lame in this physical flesh, but you is lame, thank God, in your heart. You is lame in your spirit, praise God. We are all lame. We all need some help from God. I'm telling you what, tonight, I don't care how far you are with God or how close you are, but I'm telling you what, tonight, you need the help of Almighty God to continue on this journey. I'm telling you what, tonight, praise God, when Peter and John come in that, got ready to go in that beautiful gate, I want you to realize that they looked upon this man. Now, I'm telling you what, it was his time. Now, tonight could be your time. You may be sitting here right now and you have some health problems. You may be sitting here tonight and you have some emotional problems. You may be sitting here tonight and you might have financial problems. You may be sitting in here tonight and have some heart problems. But tonight may be your night. It may be your night. And it may be the last time you get a chance, thank God, to get what God's got for you. Now, I want you to pay attention to that tonight as God's passing by. And I believe He's already passed by, and I believe He's passing by right now. But as we begin to go into the temple here, it said, now realize something here now. That lame man had never been into the temple. He had always laid outside of it. Why? Because he was looked on as a curse. He was looked on as sinfulness. He was looked on as, thank God, he's like the plague. I mean, I'm telling you what, that's what they looked upon him like. You can't come in the temple of God in that condition. And I'm telling you one thing about that. I guarantee you he desired to go in where they was worshiping the Lord. And I'm telling you one thing tonight, church, I'm glad, praise God, that the doors of the church is open. Thank God for these people to come in and get the help that they need. I'm glad, thank God, that Jesus made the way, and He is the way tonight. Thank God for people to get help. He's not a respecter of persons tonight, thank God. It don't matter where you're at. It don't matter what you're doing. My God can still save you. He can still bring you out of the trouble. But listen to this. It says, and a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful. Somebody had to bring him. Somebody had to bring him. Did you bring somebody tonight? Now, I'm just going to tell you now, some of you might have brought them physically, but did you bring somebody tonight? You don't have to bring them physically tonight. You can bring them, thank God, by prayer. You can bring them on your heart tonight. You can bring them right on in here and say, God, help them, oh Lord. They're not going to get help in any other way. But listen, they had to lay him at the gate called Beautiful. But listen, I want you to realize something. That man, at least he was willing to go out and beg for alms there other than lay at the house and wait for somebody to bring them, praise God. At least he knew where to go to get it, thank God. People ought to know there. I know a lot of you might get the same questions. A lot of times people come around and they'll try to take God's money. But I'm telling you what, tonight, praise God, if they want to come, we're going to help them. We're going to help them out, thank God, and show them the love of God. And I'm telling you what, if I know they're doing wrong with it, I'll buy something there they can't do wrong with. But I'm telling you what, tonight, thank God, we ought to have something for him at the house of God. He knew where to come to get some help. And I'm telling you what, today, thank God, people ought to know they can come to the house of God to get some help other than be turned away. Amen. A lot of times there, people go to houses of God out here in churches and they'll be able to turn them away right and left. Hey, we're here to help people, thank the Lord. We're not here to have a big bank account. We're not here to, thank God, store it up. We're here to thank God to be an instrument for it to move through us, for God to allow us to be able to help this whole world. I'm telling you what, tonight, praise God, if a church done what it ought to do, there wouldn't be no need for no welfare systems. There wouldn't be no need for nothing out here that the government's got their hands in. I'm telling you what, tonight, thank God the church, it needs to start helping people thank God like it ought to. And if we'll start doing like God told us to do, praise God, there'll be plenty in the house of God. There's a lot of people sitting here tonight, praise God. I don't know what y'all know your heart tonight, but I believe God's laid on her heart tonight. You better pay your tithes. Will you rob God tonight? There's a lot of people sitting in the house of God right now that every time an offering plate comes by, they'll throw a little dollar in it, but they never pay their tithes like God said to do it. And I tell you what, I'm a believer tonight, praise God. You better pay your tithes, because if you don't pay your tithes like you should, then I'm telling you what, God won't hear you because you got iniquity in your heart. But I'm telling you what, if you'll go ahead and give God what's for God's, and then God will take care of you, and He'll help you, and He'll do wonders for you. But I'm telling you what, long as you don't give your tithes like you're supposed to, out of the right heart, thank God, you'll do without is what you'll do. You'll never prosper. Never prosper. You say, well, preacher, you're just a preacher so you can get some more money. Well, I'd like to have some more money. But that ain't why. Tonight, we praise God. I'm telling you what, I want to see you blessed. I want to see you blessed. I can tell when someone's being blessed. You can tell whether they're paying their tithes or not, because you can tell what God's doing for them. But listen, it says here in 3, it says, who seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, ask an alms. Now, he's going to get more than he expected. What he was expecting was a little bit of silver or gold. He was saying, I mean, he's looking up there like, I'm just expecting a few coins like I normally get. And I mean, that's what he's expecting. It says, who's seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asking alms? And Peter fastened his eyes upon him with John and said, look on us. He said, look on us. And boy, I mean, I guarantee you, the man there, that lame man, boy, his eyes got big. Thank God. He thought, boy, they really going to give me something today. But he thought it was going to be a monetary gift. And that's the way it is for us a lot of times. We're looking for the physical things, but not looking for the spiritual things. Tell me if I'm not right, church, tonight. A lot of times there we'll pray for things and we're looking there for physical things of this world. We're not looking for heavenly things. We need to start looking for heavenly things. But listen, it says, and he gave heed unto them. He gave heed. He looked at them. He stayed looking at them. He done what they asked him to do. Now it says, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, silver and gold have I none. Now as soon as he got through that little bit of a sentence, I'd say that lame man, he just went, Well, be like Christopher asking me for some money to do something. And I say, well, I'm going to give you, I ain't going to get that. Hold his head down, act like, honey, you asked for 10, but I'm going to give you 20. He don't know that. But listen, as we look here, we find out here, what does he say? He says, then Peter saith, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. But such as I have, give I thee. That's a good question tonight. But such as I have, give I thee. But such as I have, what do you got tonight? I want to ask you a question. What do you have tonight? You can't give it to somebody else if you don't got it, do you? It'd be kind of hard there to give them a gift of Jesus there and pour it out there if you ain't got it. See, Peter, thank God, had something there. Thank God it was a blessing. He had the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, we got to remember here in this scripture, Peter was the one that denied Christ thrice, wasn't he? He was. See, that didn't look like there was any hope for Peter, did it? But what did Jesus say when he was arose? He said, go get the disciples and Peter. Why did he say that for? He wanted to tell Peter something. Peter thought he had no hope. Jesus said, feed my sheep, feed my sheep, feed my lambs. I said, I'm not finished with you yet. I forgive you. I know your heart. I know you love me. I'm telling you what, tonight, thank God we've all made mistakes and we went out here and done things we ought not to do. But I'm telling you what, thank God, God knows my heart tonight. He knows that I love Him, praise God. And I know I will fail Him there, and I don't mean to. But thank God, I'm glad He knows my heart, that I love Him tonight. And God knows your heart tonight. And I'm telling you what, there wasn't more anything more glorious, thank God, than Peter said there, but such as I have, give I thee, thank God. He shared the love of God that he had got from the Lord Jesus Christ. He couldn't wait to tell this man, thank God, what I've got you can have tonight, thank God. I'm glad, praise God, tonight that you can have it too, praise God. I'm telling you what, tonight, we don't realize what we have. It says on down here, it says, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. He didn't stutter about it, praise God. He knew exactly what he was going to do. I'm telling you what, tonight, praise God, I believe just as God raised up that lame man through the power there that he had laid on Peter and put in Peter, I believe, praise God, he can raise you up out of a dead state tonight, and he can save your soul, and he can make you whole again. He can put you back up. He can write your name up in heaven. I believe he can do it tonight. I thank God, if I didn't believe it, praise God, I wouldn't be up here preaching tonight. I'm telling you what, tonight, church, we ought to get excited about the Lord. And I'm telling you what, tonight, thank God, he wants to save your soul. And if you're here tonight and you're lost and undone, I'd get saved tonight when Jesus passes by. But you go on and look at this scripture here. It says, he told him to rise and walk. Well, he had to have faith. He had to start to get up, didn't he? I mean, if he had sat there and laid there, hey, thank God. He didn't just lay there. He said, when he told him to rise and walk, thank God he listened to him. He began to get up. Let's go on down here. It says, and he took him by the right hand. There's something about that right hand. Amen. And lifted him up. And immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. Not tomorrow, not the next day, immediately. I'm telling you what, tonight, praise God, when Jesus passes by and he comes in there and knocks on that heart's door and he passes by and does that right there, thank God, and you get up and you move toward the Lord Jesus Christ, I'm telling you what, you're saved immediately by the grace of God. Because I'm telling you one thing, you won't never remember the rest of it, because I'm telling you what, when you do that, you've submitted unto the will of God. Thank God he said, I will, and you say, I do. And I'm telling you what, they become together and you become, praise God, married to the Lord Jesus Christ. Have you experienced that tonight? Amen. Have you experienced that tonight? I mean, some people say, well, I don't know. I felt a little tear in my eye. My buddy went up and this and all this stuff. But did you feel the power of God? Was the power of God present? The power of God has to be present tonight, church, for you to get saved. Tonight, thank God, there's no man can cometh unto me except the Father which sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. And that's John 6:44. So if you want to look and find out, thank God, unless God bids you come, you can't come. There's a lot of people tonight think they can come up to old-fashioned altar and they can run up there and get saved. I'm telling you what, you can go up there all day long until your bid come, you can't come and be saved. It ain't at your convenience tonight. It's when the call of God comes upon you, praise God, you can go ahead, you can get saved. There's a lot of problem, there's a lot of confusion in that today. But there's no confusion in the Word of God. But the Bible says, and he, leaping up, stood. Now I'm talking about, he didn't just get up like this, he got up like this and jumped. Thank God he felt something he'd never felt before. He done something he had never done before. I'm telling you what, tonight, thank God, if you truly get saved, you get truly get healed by God. I'm telling you what, you'll feel something that you've never felt before, and there'll be one dwelled within you, living inside you, honey, that'll give you great power. You'll feel that great power all over you. And I'm telling you what, when the preacher preaches, when the singers sing, and I tell you what, when them birds begin to sing, and you get up in the morning, thank God, you'll begin to praise Almighty God like you've never done before. You'll feel a glory come upon you, honey, that you've never experienced in your life before. You say, well, huh. Well, I'm telling you what, if you ain't felt that, thank God, then you ain't got nothing. You ain't got a thing. Because I'm going to tell you what, you'll get filled up from time to time. I don't know about you, but if I stayed filled up all the time, this old body couldn't stand it. But listen, he leaped up, stood, and walked, and entered with them into the temple. He had never been able to go in before, but he went in now. I'm telling you what, thank God, what a glorious day it was. He went right in there with them in the temple, praise God. And it says, and all people saw him walking and praising God. They knew who he was. They knew exactly who that was. They couldn't believe in their eyes, praise God, that that's who it was tonight. I'm telling you what, there's been some people get saved, thank God, that I have to take my eyes and I have to wipe them a couple times. And I'm thinking, my goodness, they got saved, thank the Lord. I mean, I'll tell you what, there is. I'm just telling you tonight, praise God. They looked over and they seen him get up there. And they seen him walking and leaping and praising God. And it's like, man, how did that happen tonight? And I'm telling you what, that's happening all around us. I don't know about you tonight, but I want to get in on some of that, praise God. I want to see people get saved. I want to see people get healed. I want to see God move in a great and mighty way like he's never done before. I know a lot of people says, thank God, I'd like to see it like it used to be. I'd like to see it like it's never been. I'd like to see God manifest himself like he's never done before. I'm just going to tell you, I'd like to see even more. That's what it's going to take for these people to get saved. It is. They're going to see the power of God, brother. They're going to quit seeing us, and they're going to have to start seeing the power of God. Even Paul said he didn't come with the wisdom of man's words. But he came in the power of God. And not only did he come in the power of God, it was demonstrated through him. He was a Pharisee of all Pharisees. He knew the law inside out. But thank God, Paul, I'm telling you what, when he walked in there, it wasn't in his power. He didn't walk up there like he was the man. He walked in there knowing, thank God, that he knew the man, praise God. Amen. He knew, praise God, the power of God is what it's going to take to get these people saved. He knew, thank God, that's what it's going to take. And it's going to take the same thing today as it took then. Amen. And I tell you what, when the power of God comes through this place, you'll know it. Amen. But as you go on down through, let's look at it a little bit more. It says, and they knew it was he which sat for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him. And as a lame man which was healed, held Peter and John. Now I'm telling you what, he held on to them. He wouldn't let them go. He said, all the people ran together unto them to the porch that is called Solomon's, greatly wondering. And when Peter saw it, he answered unto the people. Now this is what we need to do. When preachers is a preaching and people's out here being a witness, when people get saved, thank God, we need to make sure that God gets the glory. Amen. We need to make sure that he always gets the glory. That's the Holy Spirit that dwells within inside of us. We'll recognize that and he'll tell us, look, give God the glory. That's what's going on tonight. A lot of times we take God's glory. God's a jealous God tonight. He ain't going to share his glory. The Bible says, let a man glory, let the man that glorieth glory in the Lord. But it says, and when Peter saw it, he answered unto the people, ye men of Israel, why marvel ye at this? Or why look ye so earnestly on us as though our own power or holiness we have made this man to walk? That God, now listen to this, he tells them, praise God, don't look at me like that. He said, I didn't do nothing. He said, let me tell you who did do it. He said, thank God, the God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob and of God of our fathers hath glorified his son Jesus, whom he delivered up and denied in the presence of Pilate when he was determined to let him go. Now I'm telling you what, tonight, praise God, we better always point our finger to the Lord Jesus Christ. We better always give Him all the glory. I'm telling you what, tonight, brother, thank God, when we start giving Him all the glory, He'll start saving all the people.
Amen.
I'm telling you what, tonight, we need to pay attention to this. And I'm telling you what, He had big problems, though. He had problems with the religious crowd. Go on over in 4 with me. Chapter 4 of Acts says this. It says, and as they spake unto the people, they began to explain to the people that it was through Jesus. It says, and the priests and the captain of the temple and the Sadducees came upon them. Now remember, this is a religious crowd. They wasn't just a crowd out here, a Gentile crowd. They was a religious crowd. It says, being grieved that they taught the people and preached through Jesus the resurrection from the dead. See, there's Sadducees in this group, and they didn't even believe in angels. They didn't believe in the resurrection either. There's a lot of people don't believe in the resurrection today. They don't. But hey, if there's no resurrection, then it's all in vain. But listen, it says, being grieved that they taught the people and preached through Jesus the resurrection from the dead, and they laid hands on them and put them in hold until the next day, for it was now eventide. Howbeit many of them which heard the word believed. And the number of the men was about 5,000. Now I'm telling you what now. In this county right here, if 5,000 people get saved, thank God, I'm telling you what, there'll be some notice taken all over this whole country. They'll wonder, praise God, what's happening there in Allegheny County? What's happening in Ashe County? They'll say, my goodness, what's going on down there? There'd be reporters coming in, thank God. There'd be people coming in there trying to figure out what's going on because they'd be scared to death that we was going to take this world back over, thank God. And I'll tell you what, my God, He's able to do it tonight. Now He is. He's able to save everybody here in Allegheny County. He's able to save everybody in Ashe County. And I'll tell you what, tonight, we need to see a mighty working of God on this world. But listen, as we see, it says that howbeit many of them which heard word believed, the number of them was about 5,000. I'd like to see about 10,000, 20,000. And it came to pass on the morrow that the rulers and the elders and the scribes and Annas the high priest and Caiaphas and John and Alexander, as many as were of the kindred of the high priest, were gathered together at Jerusalem. They had a meeting. Them religious rulers had a meeting. They said, we can't have them be doing this. They're going to take our glory. There's a lot of covetousness tonight in churches, between churches. You can say whatever you want to say, but there is. Thank God there could be 100 people saved here tonight, and there'd be churches all the way. They wouldn't rejoice with you. Thank God they'd be envious of you. We're in it for the same reason tonight, praise God, ain't we? To see people saved. It don't matter where He saves them, thank God, because ain't none of us give the increase. God gives the increase tonight. We need to sow that word. We need to water that word. And we need to let God give the increase. It don't matter, thank God, where they get saved at.
Amen.
The Bible told us, hey, Jesus told His disciples, says, you all reap a harvest you all didn't sow. Somebody had to sow that thing. They didn't get to see it. Most of them was dead and gone. But thank God they'll rejoice in heaven over them just the same. But listen, it says, and when they had set them in the midst, now they sort of set them right in the middle, and they got around them and surrounded them. I was looking at them, man, they could kill them. He says, they said, by what power or by what name have you done this? Well, what do you think they done? Did they lay down there and get all hunched up and get real scared about it? Thank God they didn't get scared about it. Who do you reckon got up? Well, let's look here and see. It says, then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost. Now tonight it's going to take, you have to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Now I'm telling you what, He dwells within you tonight, but we need for Him to fill you, thank God, to help you do the work and will of God. Now, hey, I can go out here and witness all day long. I can go out here and go door to door all day long. But I'm telling you what, when I go out here door to door and witness to people and I'm filled with the Holy Ghost of God, there'll be something happening in people's lives. But otherwise, they won't. Then Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them, ye rulers of the people and elders of Israel, Now, he didn't talk dirty to them. He talked honorable to them. Now, I'm telling you what, if a man strives for mastery, he must strive lawfully. Tonight, we can't but stoop down to the level of the people around us. If they're going to try to do it all these other ways that ain't right, we're going to have to do it the right way. Amen? Don't you ever bow and do it ungodly just because the world says, oh, that's what you need to do. Don't you ever do it. You do it the way God says to do it. There's only one way, brother, to get people in the house of God, and that is to lift Jesus up. All this other stuff, it might work a little bit there, and you might look like your number's going to be all right, but it ain't no good. They need the Lord. And think about that the next time you go do something. What do we need to do? We need to lift Him up. And He'll get it done. The Bible says if we'll honor Him, He'll honor us. But listen to this. It says, be it known unto you all. Well, it says, if we this day be examined of the good deed done to this impotent man, by what means he is made whole. He says, what are we being examined for? For this good deed? This impotent man? Being made whole? Be it known unto you all, and to all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by Him does this man stand here before you whole. I'm telling you what, tonight, thank God, it's by the grace of God, it's through the blood of Jesus Christ that I stand here tonight being made whole. I don't know if there's anybody else in here, thank God. Has anybody else got a witness tonight, praise God, that God's made you whole, praise God, through the blood of Jesus Christ? Are you willing to stand up tonight, thank God? Who's willing to stand up tonight, church? Are you willing to stand up and say, yeah, me too, preacher, I've been made whole? Amen. Praise God. People need to see that. But listen to what Peter said. He said, this is a stone which was set at naught of you, the builders. He said, you all been working in this temple and you all been doing all these things. But he said, you ain't been building on the right foundation. He says, it looks like it's all right, but it ain't right. He said, you all rejected Him. Listen to this. He said, this is a stone which was set at naught of you builders, which is become the head of the corner. Now, the thing about the head of the corner, you got to have a starting position. When you go build a house, thank God, or you do anything like that, build a trailer, do anything, you've got to start at a corner. Every time. If you don't start at a corner, you have a mess. I don't even know where you start at. You have to start at the corner. Tonight, thank God, if you don't start at Jesus Christ, you're not going nowhere. But you can reject that stone too. Tonight, you can either choose to fall on that stone and be broken. Or there's another option tonight for that stone to fall on you and you be ground to powder. And that's Bible. So tonight, wouldn't it be better to fall on that stone and be broken and be saved by the grace of God than it would be one day for that stone to fall upon you and ground you to powder and you die and go to hell and then get cast in a lake of fire? I don't know about you, thank God, there ain't much choice there. This journey's been good, thank God. It don't matter if I lost everything I have, praise God, it's still been good. But then he says, listen, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name given among men, under heaven given among men, whereby we must be saved. So tonight, if you're going to be saved, you're going to have to get through Jesus. Church, I want you to realize something tonight. Jesus can heal you. Lost person, Jesus can save you. But you've got to move for Him. Tonight, if you truly want revival, then you can have it. But you've got to be willing to go get it. So many of us come to meetings, we come to a series of meetings. We say, boy, I'm glad that's over with. Well, nobody ever said that in their heart. I'd say there's a few been in sitting around here tonight saying, well, I'll be glad it's over with. I'm tired of that preacher yelling at me. You reckon so? Huh. Boy, everybody gets a little bit, I don't know about that, preacher. We all get in that shape. We're all flesh tonight. Ain't we? But I'm telling you what, tonight, I don't know about you, but I'm looking for something from heaven. I'm looking for something from a far land, from a far country. I'm looking for something to come down, thank God, that we can't find on this world. I'm looking for something, thank God, for heaven to kiss earth, thank God, tonight. I'm looking for the Holy Spirit of God to come down here and shake these people up in our neighborhoods and our families, thank God, like they've never been shaken before. I've got family members, brother, tonight, that it looks like it's hopeless. But I'm telling you what, tonight, there's nothing impossible to them that believe. I'm telling you what, tonight, you got an opportunity tonight to come to an old-fashioned altar. You got an opportunity there to lay them down at the feet of Jesus and say, but such as I have, give I thee to these people out here. And show them the love of God and the power of God. Amen. They need to see it, Brad. Amen. Amen. What are you going to do? It's up to you. I'd ask you to stand and bow your heads. I'm going to turn it over to your preacher.
Jamie, if you'd come to the piano, please, get a song of invitation. Have we brought someone tonight? And also